The meeting of December 5th, 2019 is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
It's been moved in a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communication for information. Ms. Hobson.
Just a couple reminders for the board. The January 2nd meeting has been canceled. We're going to reschedule due to the holiday to the following week. That meeting will be noticed as a special meeting on January 9th.
Thank you. And that will include the topic of police and fire testing. I know that other board members beside myself are interested. So if you, but I'm really leaving Ms. Taylor in the lead on this. So if you have any issues that you want included in how we conduct or what questions are asked, please talk to our attorney. Actions on matters still pending, new business. Ms. Sorum.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Doris Sorum, the city clerk. Every 4 years, a member of the Civil Service Board is appointed or elected by the classified civil service employees of the city in a manner of their choosing, as stated in Section 611 of the city charter. And for as long as I can remember, at least 20 years, the manner of choice was to conduct an election following the process of the retirement board. So we did it just like the retirement board. In September of 2007, the retirement board suggested and the city council amended the municipal code for the retirement board elections to, if only one qualified candidate has been nominated for the position to be filled, it shall not be necessary to hold an election. And that was approved or passed by ordinance number 27646 in 2007. So when I researched whether or not the process for the appointment or the election of the Civil Service Board member could follow that new retirement board process, it was opined that an advisory vote by the classified civil service employees be conducted asking their opinion to adopt the change or to leave it as is, which would be consistent with a manner of their choosing. So the cost of conducting an election is around $1,200, just for your information. So I'm asking you to approve a special election of the classified civil service employees for an advisory vote to streamline the election process to, if only one qualified candidate has been nominated for the position to be filled, it shall not be necessary to hold an election. This advisory election would be held in February of 2020 if you approve this or ask me to do this. And then I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions from the board members? It does say in the manner of their choosing, and there was some discussion at home about whether or not that would include dunk tanks. This will not have anything to do with that, will it?
No dunk tanks.
Okay. Then you're simply asking for our approval.
Yes.
Are there any objections from the board? Hearing none, you grant it. Thank you.
Thank you for presenting to us. Thank you very much.
Next matter, class and comp, and this is going to be done by Jen Peters.
Good evening, board. So I am here as a follow-up to last month's meeting. It sounded like there were some questions and concerns, and so I'm here to answer any questions that the board might have.
Are there any questions? We have a very small board, so you know what? The chances of you getting out of here clean is really high. I don't see any. So thank you for the follow-up, and thank you for being here. But oh, no. Darn. I thought you had a clean getaway. Board Member Heller.
Thanks. I had to go back and look at the minutes. As we're, you know, several weeks later now. I think there was a question about identified comps, and there was going to be some more work to be done, or it was going to be reviewed. Did you guys have a list of the comps that were identified as part of your review?
So we did provide the response letter. I'm not sure if you got a copy of that in regards to our market comparators.
In your packet?
Probably.
And the quick answer to that is that we are still in the process, so none of this has actually been finalized, and it will not be until the conclusion of the study, which is scheduled for March. Upon the conclusion of the study, when that information is released, we are obviously happy at that time to share those comparators.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I still kind of has me scratching my head, because if you don't identify the comps early on, how do you survey them if you don't, you know? So I kind of feel like the cart is in front of the horse.
So our consultant is working on developing those comparator organizations. However, it's always subject to change. So if they go out to market with those comparators and no information comes back or something is a complete anomaly, then some of those may change. And so that's why until the conclusion of the study, when everything's really finalized, typically those are not released, because they're always subject to change. There's a lot of components that are changing by the day as we go through the process. We're still very early on in that part of the process.
I get that, but if you could give us an idea, and maybe you need to go back and put together something, but if you could give us a list of some ideas of who you are considering to be like situated municipalities for the purposes of conducting this study, I won't hold you to it as a finalized rule, but you got to have a starting place.
And we do, and I should have defined that. So what our consultant has recommended is a variety of different factors. We're using sound compensation methodology, again, using very specific quantitative factors. Some of those might be the size of the city needs to be this percentage but not this much larger than us, proximity to the city of Tacoma. Those are a lot of the factors they're looking at. It's all quantitative. It needs to be defensible. We need to have access to the information. It needs to be readily available for us to replicate in the future. Those are some of the things that they're looking at when they're looking at the different sources. For published survey data, it obviously needs to meet very specific guidelines that aligns with our consultants' levels of they have very, very high levels of requirements that have to be met for any of those published survey criteria. So that's part of the process they're going through, is identifying who those published surveys are and making sure that they're legitimate and credible sources applying sound compensation methodology.
So how about this? Why don't you give us a list of your criteria that you're considering in evaluating your comps?
At this time, that's not something that we have shared with anyone, because, again, it's still being developed and it's not it's subject to change. And so, obviously, that's something that has not been shared with anyone, including the city council.
Okay. So at what point would you envision that you would share this information?
So the study is scheduled to be done. So the executive report should be done at the end of March, and that's when we will have all of the data. It will have all of the market comparators, and all of that information will be readily available at that time.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Board Member Hansen.
Yes, at the last meeting, I had brought up a question about when they were going to determine whether an exempt employee was improperly put in that category as opposed to being in the classified category. And this, what Board Member Heller said, brings to mind something I was thinking about, which is kind of a putting the cart before the horse as well, because my understanding was that you were studying the pay of exempt employees, and if you don't determine who should be more properly categorized as a classified employee before you study the pay of exempt, then isn't that putting the cart before the horse? You see what I'm saying?
I do. And so to clarify, our study is focused on non-represented classifications. Some of those are classified employees. So when we say exempt, usually we're talking about FLSA exempt, so salaried and unsalaried. Ours are all non-represented, whether or not that be classified or unclassified. And as part of the study, we are developing, if we develop new classifications, we are doing a thorough analysis to make sure that they are properly classified as either appointive or classified following the code.
So you're doing that contemporaneously with the pay study?
It will come towards the end of the study. We haven't gotten to that portion yet. So that's when they develop the class specification, which is one of the final steps. So developing the structure is the first phase. Then the compensation would be phase two. And then the final portion of it is going to be actually creating the class spec, identifying the FLSA status, if it's classified or unclassified, what the different medical designation, the medical categories, all of those fine details are figured out in that part of the study, and that will occur more towards the end.
Oh, okay. I thought, for some reason, I was thinking that the study involved only, in my world, exempt employees are employees who are not considered to be classified, and so I guess my understanding was that you were just studying employees who are not categorized as classified, but that's not true. You're including all the, okay.
Yep.
All right. Absolutely. Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you. So that's my point entirely. If you were just dealing with exempt employees, we wouldn't have a stake in this issue at all. It's the classified employees that fall under the jurisdiction of this board. So that's where my questions come from regarding the study. And we're not so concerned about compensation. The way the Civil Service Board rules are written, compensation is really out of our purview. But the classification component is solely under the jurisdiction of the Civil Service rules and thus the Civil Service Board. So that's where I have some concerns, where it's kind of like, well, we're not going to tell you anything until it's finalized in March, and yet in March, you know, you're kind of oftentimes wind up with something that's going to have to be revised because you're not getting the information from your stakeholders at all of concerns that they have before you put together this document. So my concern is not to waste the taxpayers' dollars and wind up with one more example of shelf art, which the city has done time and time again over the years. I would like to have you come up with a product that's really useful and in alignment with the civil service rules.
Are there any other comments from board members? I would agree with what Ms. Heller just stated and ask that you, and also what Ms. Board Member Hansen was talking about, these are classified positions, and they are part of what we're responsible for, part of what the personnel rules were written for. When we're left in the dark, and we're just misled, because to begin with, we were told that they would not be classified employees, and we had no jurisdiction over them. It is worse than a bother to me, and I think that you should do a better job of keeping us informed. It is part of what our job is supposed to be, and being kept as a mushroom does not help either of us.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
You're welcome.
Of matters set for public hearing, Ms. Hobson.
None this evening.
And no report for us? Not even a happy holiday?
Happy holidays.
Human Resource Director reports and requests, and please get Ms. Fritz back as soon as possible. We miss her and we want her well.
Yes, ma'am, Board Chair Summers. She just like several, it's going around, and So we're hoping to get through this. Shelby does send her best. But today, we have a couple items that I've asked our analyst, Teresa Dent, to come up here and help with. The first is a list extension, and then a list abolishment, and then a request, which is an extension of a temporary appointment.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Chair Summers, members of the board, my name is Teresa Dent with the Human Resources Department. I'm reporting out a list extension and a list abolishment that's been approved, and I'll begin with the following information for the list extension, which is for a senior wire electrician, 5246-18. Date of list original establishment is March 5th, 2018. This list has previously been extended. Type of list is a promotional, rule of three. Expiration date is December 5th, 2019. Number of people originally on the list were six. Number of City of Tacoma residents is zero. Number of people hired from the list is two, and number of City of Tacoma residents from there is zero. Number of people currently on the list is four, and number of City of Tacoma residents, zero again, because they did not apply. I will now report out our list abolishment request for a welder fabricator 5310-19. Type of list is open. Number of people originally on the list is four. Number of City of Tacoma residents is one. Number of people hired from the list is zero. Number of City of Tacoma residents is zero. Number of people currently on the list is four. Number of City of Tacoma residents again is one. Number of temporary hires from the list is zero. Just to make a comment that the list has been thoroughly vetted and there just were insufficient candidates to fill the current position. Thank you. I'm going to move over here for the
okay.
waiver.
Sorry. Are you bringing up people with you? Or?
I am.
Oh, good.
I have the lady that is in the temporary position.
Oh, lovely.
I know you guys like to see
We do.
I have.
These are so much nicer than when I started. I felt like I used to have to yell, and now my voice is so loud. Okay.
And Dan's not here, but I must say, this is very well presented. Thank you for the two pages, which we asked for. And since he's not here to say it, I'm saying it on behalf of Dan.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and another analyst actually puts that part together, so I was kind of asked this morning to... All right, so again, Chair Summers, members of the board, again, my name is Teresa Dent with the Human Resources Office. With me this evening is, okay, sorry, my voice is always so loud, I'm worried about that. With me this evening is Ellie Walkovac, Assistant Director for the Community and Economic Development Department. We are here this evening to request a waiver for a six-month extension for Erica Bartlett under the Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.710 for the position of occupational skilled intern. This is a training level work of a limited duration in which an incumbent provides technical assistance in the administration of a program. Incumbents will usually be a student or an intern or special project participant. Erica is a Tacoma resident and is a graduate student at the University of Washington, earning her degree, Master's of Community Planning, with an expected graduation date of June 2020. She is also an artist. Her background includes work with the downtown Vancouver, Washington, and extensive graphic design background, which is these are the key factors in which they were selecting her for this project. Erica also volunteers at the Toy Rescue Mission and the Portland Avenue Community Center. Erica cares a lot about learning all that she can to prepare herself for full-time employment. I do respectfully request your approval of this waiver, and at this time, I would like to introduce Ellie, our Assistant Director, for any additional questions that you might have. Thank you.
Are there any questions from board members? Do I have a motion?
Chair Summers.
Board Member Heller.
I would move to grant the city's request as requested.
Extension of temporary appointment, occupational skilled intern, Erica Bartlett.
Yep, that.
Thank you. Thank you for that motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Are there any other questions or discussions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? And are you Erica?
Yes.
Erica. Oh, please, can you come up and say hello to us? Thank you. Thank you both.
Hello.
Hi. We've heard a little bit about you, but thank you for working for the city. Are you planning to stay with us? What degree are you working on now?
So a master's in community planning, which is a program that combines community development with urban planning.
And you're planning to stay with us?
I'd like to, yeah.
I would like for you to. And I appreciate that you talked about you. In the paperwork that was provided, it discussed how valuable you are to that department, and so, and losing you would be a hardship. So I'm hoping that you'll be able to stay with us, because I like to see people that do good work for us remain with us. So thank you for being an intern, and thank you for staying in Tacoma, and thank you for being a resident of Tacoma. Are there any other questions or concerns? Thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Summers.
Comments by the public. I do see people out there, but no, you may not. Thank you. Comments by the board. Hearing none, everybody have wonderful holidays and enjoy yourself. We'll see you after the first of the year. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Good to see you.
Thanks so much for your time.